Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, on a Snowmageddon weekend here in New York. Lots of you may be snowbound, and it's a great opportunity to catch up on your health and nutrition information. I'm cozily ensconced in my home studio here in Midtown Manhattan on the 21st floor, and there's amazing vistas that I shared with listeners and Facebook followers, which show the streets completely unplowed and snowed in, 2nd Avenue, 3rd Avenue, big white expanses. And a big thank you to our audio engineer, Al Peterson, who's down in our studio, our main studio. It's a curious situation. I have my own home studio here in New York City. We send a signal down to Arlington, Virginia, to the Radio America studios, and then they rebroadcast it out to all our affiliates across the country. And, of course, Arlington is the epicenter of the storm. And Al has been ensconced in a hotel across the street from the RA studios.
That's right.
In preparation for the weekend. And Al, so you know you're there. You're going to be bunking at the Holiday Inn across the street.
Yep.
And we thank you for your trudge. How much snow do you have to trudge through to get to the studio today?
Last measurement I took was 18 inches. We're due for anywhere from 5 to 8 more before it's over. And I had to come in today because that digital signal you send me from New York, we have to chip the ice off it before we send it around and put it to all our affiliates. So
and it's a wasteland out there. I mean, you literally had to bring your own food because all the restaurants are closed. And I said, well, you know, why don't you go see a movie tonight, you know, after work. There's no movie. That's the multiplex is closed, and it's a virtual ghost town there in downtown Arlington.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, thanks for being there, and thanks for screening our calls today. We invite callers to check in with us at 888-302-3684. We are live, and I want to share a comment from one of the people on Facebook after I posted that we had all the snow up in New York. Anna V. writes from, I guess, from Florida. She says, Dr. Hoffman, I was watching the news here in Florida, and I swear I saw you jogging in Central Park. And no, Ann, I'm not going to take credit for that. In fact, even my YMCA, which is virtually downstairs from you, me here in Manhattan, all the YMCAs have closed, and just virtually nothing is nothing's moving here. And I have not ventured outside yet, but a lot, you know, people are out there and look out the window. They're slipping and sliding, and kids are using their little plastic little snow cones to they're taking them to Central Park to slide up and down the hills. And it's a great weekend. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we have lots to talk about this weekend. You know, I got to share with you my impressions of the Frontline special. PBS Frontline is a hard-hitting journalistic enterprise that tries to out villains with exposés, you know, focusing sometimes on Wall Street manipulators, corrupt politicians, greedy military contractors, industrial polluters, and they did a special recently on the emergence of ISIS. So when they were planning to do a story on the vitamin industry, an expose, you kind of knew what to expect. And I got to say, I viewed it, and it was not pretty. In fact, even in anticipation of this broadcast, the supplement industry was so rocked that the stock prices of major vitamin retailers like GNC and Vitamin Shoppe plummeted days before it aired because they knew that it was going to be a hit job. And so this Monday we're going to talk to Daniel Fabricant, who's the head of the National Products Association, who was actually interviewed extensively on the Frontline program, and they really did a number on him because they lacerated him with insinuations that as the former head of the FDA Supplements Division, he's now moved to head the National Products Association, the Natural Products Association, and that he was a revolving door hire. In other words, it's kind of like the fox mining the chicken coop. Where you start as a government regulator, and then you move to the private industry, in effect, to shield private industry from regulation. That's the accusation. And so Daniel's going to appear on my podcast on Monday. We'll put the podcast up on Tuesday, and I'll have a better chance to provide a defense of the industry, because they really edited out a lot of his comments, and I think they deliberately tried to make him look bad. In fact, he has a reputation of being a tough new sheriff in town for the supplement industry. Many in the supplement industry didn't even want him to become head of the NPA because they thought he was going to be too strict on the supplement industry. So he's a good guy. He really wants to clean up and get rid of the bad influences in the supplement industry. The Frontline cited several instances where the supplement industry was responding too slowly to supplement hazards during his tenure at the FDA. And that's really not the correct interpretation of what happened, because the FDA did effectively move when there were a couple of instances, rare instances, of supplements causing problems. Now, you have to keep this in perspective, because this is so often the case with pharmaceutical drugs. There are literally hundreds of thousands of cases of injury and scores and scores, perhaps thousands of deaths due to properly administered pharmaceutical drugs. So we accept this in pharmaceutical drugs, but Frontline makes it that there's some terrible toll being exacted on the public through unregulated supplements. And that's the crux of the anti-supplement argument in the Frontline hit piece. They want more regulation. They've never been happy with the compromise legislation enacted in 1994, which is the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, or DSHEA, which allowed supplement manufacturers freedom to continue making products without FDA pre-approval. You see, the foes of supplements want supplements to be regulated like drugs. And if that were to be the case, you'd see the vast majority of supplements disappear from the marketplace, because it's just too expensive to go through the arduous FDA approval process that costs millions and perhaps even hundreds of millions of dollars for each new product. You would see maybe a handful of products, possibly those products being bought up by pharmaceutical firms, which are in a better position to do the lobbying and the research and go through the arduous approval process to get their products approved. So this really, really shoddy journalism. And one of the contentions in the Frontline piece was that fish oil, conventional fish oil that's sold over the counter, is poor quality fish oil because it's rancid. So here's an interesting perspective on that contention, because they used a so-called expert who is actually a paid pharmaceutical rep. He is a spokesperson for a pharmaceutical version of fish oil. You know, you can buy fish oil over the counter, or you can get a prescription for fish oil these days from your doctor. They will prescribe it for heart problems. Usually the main reason to prescribe it is for people with high triglycerides. But here's the difference in the price point. Very interesting. I looked it up. The price point for the prescription fish oil, you get 120 capsules for, I think it's $256.39 for a bottle of 120 of a product called Vascepa. For the natural product, that's a comparable product, Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega, it costs just $59.46 for a bottle of 180. So it's like a quarter or one-fifth the price for 50% more product. But the prescription product they're trying to suggest is superior because it's not rancid. But Nordic Naturals issued their own statement defends their products because, indeed, their products are very highly quality controlled. So here's the statement from Nordic Natural. PBS's Frontline, in conjunction with reporting in the New York Times, featured a documentary that was highly critical of the U.S. supplement industry. Nordic Naturals would like to put forward the following facts about supplements and safety. Nordic Naturals understands that supplement regulation is important. We voluntarily surpass the strictest international standards for omega-3 quality and test our oils up to 82 times from first catch to finished product in order to guarantee the safety and efficacy of our products. As Frontline pointed out, freshness is critical for safe and effective fish oil, and we agree. Many products are not fresh, and consumers should rightly avoid these. These are, you know, parenthetically, I'm sharing with you that there's a lot of cheap products out there. You can get fish oil for $9.99 for 500 capsules, but beware. Nordic Naturals manages the entire manufacturing process from boat to bottle, always maintaining an oxygen-free environment. We test for freshness throughout the manufacturing process and get certificates of analysis to guarantee that our omega oils are the freshest possible. Well, okay, so you can read that statement that's shared by the president of Nordic Naturals in defense of natural fish oil. But what's interesting is that the very guy who's calling out supplements of fish oil for being rancid and not up to snuff is a paid spokesperson for the drug Vascepa, which costs vastly more than over-the-counter fish oil. He's even lobbied the FDA on behalf of Amarin Pharma, the drug's manufacturer, to broaden the uses it was originally approved for, so to get further indications for it to be prescribed. He also is featured, and this is interesting, Amarin was ready with a website that highlights the documentary on Frontline, as well as a media campaign that features one of its participants, Dr. Mason, and a fellow Vascepa advocate, Elliot Brinton, MD. And just this one doctor received $367,000 from pharmaceutical companies to advocate for pharmaceutical drugs. So clearly a conflict of interest that Frontline just swallowed hook, line, and sinker. And there's more bad stuff there that I'll share with you in an editorial that I'm writing in this week's Hoffman Center newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, and I suggest that you read it. And if you saw the Frontline documentary, you can get a different perspective on the facts that they misrepresented in that TV program. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. We got lots more to talk about on this snowy weekend here on Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Come on, WR listeners. You all must be mesmerized by the snow because we are live. We're here. We're available to answer your phone calls. And you can call us at 888-302-3684. That's our number, and there are lots of lines open, so please take advantage of that fact on this snowy weekend. I'll comment more on the Frontline special. Frontline even trots out that 2013 Annals of Internal Medicine editorial. You remember this? This is actually one of the most outrageous editorials ever in a scientific journal. It is entitled "Enough is Enough: Stop Wasting Money on Vitamin and Mineral Supplements," which takes anti-supplement bias to a new level and also a very kind of an anti-science message. It's sort of like saying, okay, let's end the debate on global warming. It's settled science. Those of you who have anything to say to the contrary are heretics. Although, I got to say, a lot more evidence that global warming is occurring than that supplements are worthless, right? So they say, enough is enough. Stop wasting money on vitamin and mineral supplements. And in that article, they stridently declare, quote, "We believe that the case is closed. Supplementing the diet of well-nourished adults with most mineral or vitamin supplements has no clear benefit and might even be harmful." So they even take aim at fish oil, which is well known to have benefits. And they said, well, fish oil, there are no proven benefits to fish oil. Taking fish oil, unclear benefits. And that is a totally unwarranted assumption. We'll share with you more information on how supplements can make a difference in your life. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. And this is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku Lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman with you. And if you had subscribed to our Intelligent Medicine newsletter, you would have received in your inbox an article that I wrote this week, To Juice or Not to Juice. Find out what I have to say on that topic by checking out our webpage at drhoffman.com, or you can subscribe to the newsletter and get all that great content delivered to your inbox on a weekly basis. All right, let's talk to Joan in Morristown, New Jersey. You're our first caller this hour. How you doing?
Oh, fine. I'm so glad to speak with you, Doctor.
My pleasure. Hey, are you really snowed in down there? I guess Morristown, yeah.
Oh, yes. We have at least 10 inches, and it's just blizzard conditions.
Yeah, it's like whiteout. Mm-hmm.
I know. Well, the reason I'm calling is my bone density, and my doctor suggested I go on Prolia, and I'm a little leery of going on it.
How bad is your bone density? Do you have what's called the T-score for your bone density?
Yes, I have. The spine is minus 2.7, mm-hmm. and the left tip is minus 2.1.
You know what's interesting is that you have a very mild degree of osteoporosis. You just crossed the line, because minus 2.5 designates osteoporosis. And it's so interesting that your doctor, of all the choices that your doctor has, wants to put you on the newest, most expensive medication that we probably know the least about in terms of long-term side effects. I guess that's the way it is in medicine, is that we always want the newest, the latest, the best.
Yes.
Did you fail previous medications?
Yes, I had been on Fosamax for about 8 years. So,
and it didn't really work for you?
Yeah, he couldn't put me back on that. He said I had
Exactly. You can't go on Fosamax for too long, because there's a diminishing returns on that medication. It may work at first, but then over time it may increase the risk for bone fragility. So I guess Prolia is maybe a logical choice, but you actually have a relatively mild degree of bone loss, and you might be a candidate for a natural management of that. So we often talk about this. The mainstay of that is strontium, and we recommend a dose of about 680 milligrams of that strontium citrate, or usually it's citrate, but sometimes carbonate, 680 milligrams, taken usually at bedtime away from other sources of calcium. And then, of course, how much vitamin D are you taking?
Well, there's 1,000 in my multi, and then I take an extra 400.
So probably a lot of listeners are probably kind of laughing because that may not be enough. You know, for many of our patients who have osteoporosis, they're taking upwards of, 4,000 or 5,000, which may be the amount that's necessary. Do you know what your vitamin D level is? What level have you achieved on that?
I'm not sure. I think it's early 40s.
That's actually not bad. That's actually not bad. It suggests that your vitamin D isn't the problem. So, okay, so then other things that can be helpful. These days we're talking about austenol as a bone morphogenetic agent. It tends to build up bone, works in a way complementary to strontium. Osteosupport, which is not just calcium. It's a very bioavailable form of calcium along with easily absorbed magnesium, silica boron, ipraflavone. Lysine. These are nutrients which actually help bone. And a product called Ostera, which is something that works on the same principle that Prolia works on. Prolia actually is a powerful anti-inflammatory that reduces inflammation in the bone that leads to bone loss. And no, this natural product is not as strong as Prolia, but it works in a more gentle way. It's called Ostera, O-S-T-E-R-A. That is part of the program that we use for patients with osteoporosis. Ostera you can't buy over the counter. You can get it through physicians like myself, and we offer it at drhoffman.com, along with some of the other things that I mentioned. So, those are things that can, look, we treat a lot of people personally, individually, and I think it's worthwhile to get a complete evaluation and make sure you're not deficient in certain key nutrients. But I got to tell you, there are so many people who call me and write me and say, yeah, I went back to the doctor and my bone density was through the roof and the doctor's amazed and all I did was listen to your program and jot down some notes and it made a huge difference in my bone health. So, give it a shot.
That's wonderful. Where do I get these things?
You can get them via the website at drhoffman.com. Just click on the store or you can, during the week you can call the Hoffman Center and ask for information. Okay?
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much, doctor. I also do exercise, a lot of exercise.
Ah, that's good, too. Oh, and by the way, the other thing that's important is a vibrating platform called the LiveMD. They've recently been one of our sponsors, and there's actually evidence that by standing just for 10 minutes daily on this vibrating platform that you can enhance your bone density. So this is based on extensive animal research. We're going to be doing a podcast soon on that subject. And we've actually gotten feedback from some people who they didn't change anything. They didn't take any new medications. They didn't change their supplements, but they got on this platform for, daily, you got to stick to it, for a year or two. And they saw impressive increases in their bone density. So that's a doable proposition. All right. Let me share with our audience, this new story about something we talk about frequently here on Intelligent Medicine, which is aged garlic extract, Kyolic aged garlic extract, one of our sponsors. And this is a scientific finding. This is not just a claim or an assertion by our sponsor. This is scheduled for publication in the Journal of Nutrition. The supplement aged garlic extract can reduce dangerous plaque buildup in arteries, according to a new study. So the research was conducted at an outfit called LA Biomed. They found a reduction in the amount of soft plaque in the arteries of patients with metabolic syndrome. That would be excess belly weight, belly circumference, high triglycerides, low HDL, prediabetes. So they gave these patients aged garlic extract. And what they found was a decrease in total coronary plaque volume, as well as less dense calcium, non-calcified plaque. So the screening was conducted using a cardiac computed tomography angiography, or CCTA. And that's a non-invasive imaging technology that accurately measures deposits and plaque buildups in the artery. So the participants were either given a placebo or a dose of 2,400 milligrams of aged garlic extract every day. And they did a follow-up screening after just a year. They found that those who had taken aged garlic extract had slowed plaque accumulation by 80%, and they reduced soft plaque, and they actually showed some regression, less plaque in the follow-up, which is quite extraordinary. So, very impressive study. We congratulate Wakanaga, the makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for undertaking this study. 55 patients aged 40 to 75 who've been diagnosed with metabolic syndrome benefited from daily supplementation with aged garlic extract in terms of their coronary artery circulation. Let's talk to Gordon in Brooklyn, New York. How you doing, Gordon? You getting snowed in there?
Yes, we're snowed in, but fortunately the electricity has stayed on, so we're okay. At least we're okay here.
So far, so good. Yep.
Yes, well, I'm a very long-time listener. I always enjoy your show. And
thank you.
Although my question is a little bit unusual for your show, I know that you are the perfect person to answer the question.
Well, thank you for your confidence.
I've been buying running shoes for many years, since the 1980s. And I usually buy shoes in a well-known national brand.
Okay, you can mention the brand. We don't care. Yeah.
I'm not going to. Do you mind if I mention it?
Yeah, sure. I don't care. Yeah.
Okay. I usually buy New Balance.
Okay, that's a good brand. Uh huh.
Okay. Now I don't know when it started, but I've noticed that recently when I've been shopping for a pair of shoes, I find that in my brand, or even the number one national brand, I cannot get a shoe, even a high-end shoe, that has what I consider enough, sufficient cushioning inside the shoe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm coming to the end of the question. Yeah. I've seen commercials recently for another national brand that features, that touts how mm-hmm. comfortable the shoe is, and says that we even have memory foam inside the shoe.
Right, right.
Now, my question is there some reason that a shoe should not have padding inside, cushioning inside, or is this just something that...
So what I'm hearing from you is that it's getting progressively harder for you to run, and that all the sophisticated new materials that are used to pad and shock absorb aren't reducing the pain that you're experiencing.
I just don't find it in a $100 or $150 running shoe in Brooklyn. That's a high end shoe.
Right.
Let
me tell you what I'm thinking.
Inside.
Yeah, let me tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that the problem is not with the shoe. The problem is with your feet. And I'm familiar with all these running shoes and the cushioning involved. And what you do is there's a trade off because there's a lot of young folks, especially, who are using these ultralight shoes on the theory that there's less weight and that they're actually, it may be better for the feet. It's like barefoot running, where you actually may strengthen your muscles in your feet. And there's some people who even say that these ultra-padded shoes that have so much support may be bad long-term. There's actually this whole paleo running theory that barefoot running or minimal footwear is more beneficial. I have to say, once you reach a certain age, that minimal footwear thing goes out the window because your feet lose their padding and you are more prone to inflammation. And many people, the vast majority of people, have some degree of osteoarthritis. And certainly the wear and tear of running can exacerbate that. So I suspect what you have is some degree of osteoarthritis. And it's, the most comfortable shoe in the world. You could put flubber in your shoe. Remember the movie Flubber? And it still wouldn't reduce the bounce, the wear and tear that occurs to your feet. So the target is, try to get the most padded shoe you can without a trade-off in terms of the weight, so you're not wearing, big honking combat boots. But you may have to address the foot problem with a podiatrist, maybe with a nutritional approach, looking at why are your feet becoming osteoarthritic. We talked a little bit last hour about something that isn't too well recognized as being beneficial for osteoarthritis, which is SAMe. SAMe at a dose of 1,200 or 1,600 milligrams a day can be good for osteoarthritis, as is fish oil, as is curcumin, as is boswellin. Some studies show that niacinamide at doses of 500 twice or three times a day may be helpful for osteoarthritis as well. Diet modification can be helpful. Some people get real benefits getting off wheat or dairy or other pro-inflammatory foods. So I think the issue is not, you know, which is the brand that's going to give you the best cushioning. You know, it's very individual. You know, some people hate one brand of shoe, love another. Others, it's vice versa. So we're seeing more and more highly padded shoes that people don't even run in. They just walk in them. You know, older individuals sometimes demand a lot of cushioning for their walking. And there really is a tendency for feet to take a beating over a lifetime, to do a lot of mileage, to hurt more as you get older. Thanks for your call, Gordon, and thanks for your kind words. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, you don't have time to be sick, yet our busy lifestyles can leave us vulnerable. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Do you know that in Japanese, Kayo means strength? This winter, find your immune strength with four key natural immune-boosting supplements from our friends at Kyolic. It's what I call the Kyolic Advantage, and what I use myself. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract 103 for natural immune wellness and cardiovascular health. Since 70% of your immune system is in the digestive tract, Kyodophilus bolsters immunity and gut health with shelf-stable beneficial bacteria. On the go, try Kyo Green, a convenient powdered greens drink mix that offers a natural source of key vitamins and minerals. And don't forget ModuCare, a unique combination of plant sterols proven effective at balancing and strengthening immunity. So eat right, exercise, and get the Kyolic Advantage to optimize your immune health today. Available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works.
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a snowy weekend. Might as well sit back and enjoy the show and get some useful health information while you're at it. And then perhaps if you've got time in your hands, because you will have a lot of time in your hands, check out our website at drhoffman.com. Lots of great articles and podcasts there to enjoy on a snowy day. Let's talk to Robert in the Bronx, New York. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
My old stomping grounds, Albert Einstein University, Albert Einstein College of Medicine.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, yes. Thank you for taking my call. I'm 72 years old, and I just been recently diagnosed by my cardiologist with atrial fibrillation.
Mm-hmm.
And he put me on Xarelto blood thinner in order to reduce the risk of stroke.
Yeah.
And he told me to stop taking the fish oil. I've been taking 1,500 milligrams mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. krill oil, actually,
yeah.
a day.
Yeah.
And I guess my question is, if the fish oil, the krill oil, does the blood thinning, why do I need the Xarelto? Is there something Xarelto does?
Actually, that's not really the question. Because the question is really, can krill oil potentiate the effect of the Xarelto and make you more prone to bleeding? You really do need to be on Xarelto. Fish oil is a mild blood thinner, but not reliable and effective enough to reduce the risk of strokes if you're having atrial fibrillation. So it's correct that you're on a blood thinner. Coumadin used to be the standard therapy. Now they're using Xarelto, which they feel is a little easier to monitor and control. You don't have to go in for blood tests all the time. There's less risk of serious bleeding. And they've even come up with a new way of antidoting Xarelto. So if you have an episode of serious bleeding, they now can reverse its effects. Previously, that was one of the drawbacks of Xarelto, but they've come up with a way to reverse its effects. You used to be able to give vitamin K to patients with Coumadin to stop the Coumadin effect if bleeding occurred, but there was no vitamin K equivalent for Xarelto. Now they've come up with one. So the question, however, that's more important is, will taking fish oil or krill oil, which is similar, cause an additive effect and cause you to bleed? And the answer is probably not. You know, unless you're taking massive doses of krill oil or fish oil, it's not even clear that that would increase your risk of bleeding. Because studies show that with most blood thinners, there's not an additive effect. There may even be a protective effect against what's called pathological bleeding, you know, like a brain bleed or excessive bruising. Generally, fish oil does not cause that problem. One thing I'll comment on, though, is that I'm not the biggest fan of krill oil. I just think that krill oil doesn't have any great advantages over regular fish oil. It's said to contain astaxanthin, which is beneficial. I'm not so sure that astaxanthin is what it's cracked up to be. And also, it's said to be more bioavailable somehow. Well, there's no proof that that's the case, and I think fish oil is a better deal when you're trying to get the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. So if I answer your question, Robert, don't go off the Xarelto and take fish oil instead. But I kind of disagree with your doctor that you need to stop the krill oil. I don't think you're going to have serious bleeding problems if you take that along with it. All right?
Very well. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Okay. My pleasure. Let's talk now to John in Eastchester, New York. How you doing?
How are you doing, Doctor?
Hey, John.
I had a pancreatitis attack about six weeks ago. I was hospitalized. My question is, I had no food for like 3 days, something like that. And
right.
Now my doctor said that I could eat anything. They were giving me whatever in the hospital. Is that
that's a little bit too liberal a recommendation, I think, right? You know, just
and I have been eating
anything. Right.
So now I'm reading more on it.
Right. So let me suggest a diet for pancreatitis. Here's the deal. Pancreas, what does it mean? Pan means everything or everywhere, and creas means creation. So pancreas is responsible for creating everything. And it is in a sense because it's, if you go out of pancreas, you're going to die because it actually produces all the digestive enzymes that help you maintain your body. So without adequate pancreatic function, of course, also you'd have blood sugar problems, severe diabetes. So you want to protect your pancreas. So how do you do that? Well, what causes pancreatitis? In some cases, an overburden of toxic elements from food can overwhelm the pancreas. Too much fat, but also sometimes too much protein, but especially too much sugar and refined carbohydrates. All of them can produce a strain on the pancreas, assault the pancreas, and so you need to eat really light, and light in all respects. You know, it's great to have a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. It's good to avoid junk food, fried food, and excess food in general, because that's going to put a burden on your pancreas. Patients who've had pancreatitis don't digest fat very well. They sometimes benefit from pancreatic enzymes like creon, that's a prescription form of them, or lipase with pancreatin, which is available over the counter. That you should be taking to assist your digestion. Lots and lots of hydration would be helpful. These are some of the things that can help your pancreas recover. And perhaps some oral vitamin C and antioxidants could be helpful. Things like N-acetylcysteine, alpha-lipoic acid, vitamin E. These are things that can help put out the fire in an inflamed pancreas and help it to calm down. So I hope that this helps you out. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us, and I hope that you all survive Snowmageddon successfully and dig out from the snow. Remember that this is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. Lots more material, copy to read, and podcast to listen to at drhoffman.com. I encourage you to visit and subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.